Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Tara Thorpe. Woo!
Hey. Woo! Thanks for having me.
And the crowd roars. Excitement. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Woo! Energy.
It's giving energy.
You were saying earlier that we're basically like twins.
Yeah, 100%.
Like all black, sporty vibes. Yep. Do you know what I mean? I'm like a tennis girl.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're just like sporty.
Yep.
What sport would you be playing?
I would probably be playing some form of basketball.
I used to play basketball, you know.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, no one ever believes me though. It's really, really sad actually.
Because with basketball, you kind of got to be a
Yeah, but I think I was a point guard from my memory.
Point guard?
Okay. Yeah. I thought point guard's the person that like pushes it in.
Oh, do you know okay. What
I mean? Like, I think.
That means you got mad techers then.
Do you get it? There was a skill. Yeah. There was something I was doing. I could be completely wrong. But the thing is, yeah, I definitely play basketball. Like, it sounds like I'm making it up now because it seems like I'm quite unsure. But the reason why I come across as unsure is because every time I talk to my friends about it, they somehow don't have a memory of it.
Okay.
But I have a very strong memory. I was in year seven, and I was playing basketball. I was in the basketball team, but my friends don't seem to remember. And then the one friend that would remember, she's not around anymore, so she can't really back me up fully.
So the only evidence you have, the person isn't around anymore.
Yeah. But I did
pictures.
Play. Back then, there was no pictures.
No one took a picture of the snappy snap.
No,
camera.
Back then, no.
No evidence.
There's absolutely no evidence, but I actually played basketball.
I get it. Because I have this with myself sometimes as well. Like, I used to be a size 8.
Are you being sarcastic or?
No, not me. I'm as sure as you're sure.
See,
like, I'm very
your tone,
confident.
No, your tone.
No, but it's true.
Because I believe you, but your tone is
giving... No. Because there was one person around, well, two people around. They're not really around anymore, so they can't give evidence. No pictures. So I get it.
Do you get it?
I get it.
It's really tough.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is real to me. I know it happened in my soul. I saw it. I remember bouncing around. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could see the playground. I can see the walls. You know what I'm saying?
Fine. So it wasn't professional. It was just like...
It was for school. I represented the school. Do you get? Like, I
and the boroughs.
The school. Yeah, well, actually, I used to run 200 meters. So that's when I really represented my school. And see, your face is giving you're not
so just mad sporty.
Look, I was a really sporty person. Yeah. As you can see, I've got quite long legs. So I think the journey I was taking before was along the lines of being like quite sporty, like athletic.
Fine.
But then things just changed for me.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
I
used to do 100 meters. I was very good at that.
Mm.
And then actually one day I did a 200 meter and realized I wasn't so good at that.
Okay.
So after that moment, when I represented the school, I didn't go back. Yeah, I didn't do too well in that 200 meter.
And then what about the 100 meters? Did we go back
excellent.
To that?
No, I didn't go back to it. I just decided that actually running's not
for me. Do you know
what?
200 meters, I'm not doing it. I've got long legs. I'm just going to do basketball.
Yeah, and then obviously there's not much memory of it, but I was there.
Interesting.
I was he. You know that song? I was he. The one who could be. Don't know that song?
No. No.
I think it's Beyonce. Are you a Beyonce fan?
Not really.
You didn't give me Beyonce energy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Have you ever been a Beyonce fan?
When I was younger.
Okay.
When it was like Dangerously in Love and she was doing all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was for it. But now I just know.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I hear it. I don't judge you.
Don't send me no bumblebees or nothing.
Like,
I'm not a hater. It's not for me.
You know, I respect that though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's really like bold to be able to say out loud that you're not a Beyonce fan. It's like people
like
to bully you.
I love me some Kelly. I love me some Kelly. I think she is just...
She's beautiful.
Beautiful.
She is...
Stunning. Just... Not to say Beyonce isn't.
No, Beyonce is
But I feel like Beyonce's had her shine and now we need to give Kelly her shine.
Yeah, I wonder why Kelly hasn't really like... I mean, she has popped off, but not popped off. That
makes
sense.
Yeah, and it's sad because I feel like she should have...
She's really talented.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I don't know. I love that. Mm. Anyways, I love to start my show with a complaint of the day. It's just, you guys know me, it's just very important that I complain. I need to get out of my system.
Fine.
It gets a bad rep,
but
it makes me feel better. Then I can start the show properly.
Yep.
Yeah. I have a lot of complaints,
okay.
As usual.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how to really narrow it down to what my complaint of the day was going to be today. Because even as I was walking, something else happened and I was like, whoa, I need to complain about this, but I'm going to store that for later. Mm-hmm. My complaint of the day today is very, very simple. It's people who, they say stuff like, let's catch up, but I don't know them.
Oh.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
So they'll be like, oh, I'm going to call you so we can catch up. Or let's go out for lunch so we can catch up. And I'm just like, what's there to catch up on?
Fine.
You know what I'm saying? It's just the use of the English. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, if we're just meeting for the first time, let's be like, let's go for lunch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
I want to get to know you or whatever. And I just find guys say it a lot. They'll be like, oh, yeah, man, I wanna holler at you later so we can catch up. Catch up on what?
Okay.
I don't know you. What am I going to catch you up on? My five kids? You don't know if I have five kids or not. Do you know me?
It's true.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, what are we catching up on?
Maybe that's why they want to catch up.
But catch up feels like the wrong term.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So you want them to be like, let me just holler at you later.
I'll holler at you later. Okay. Let's go out for lunch. Fine. Oh, I'd love to see you. We'll love to get to know you. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's such a trivial.
That's more direct.
Yeah, it's such a trivial complaint, honestly. Like, it's so minor.
Yeah.
And like, people be looking at me like, Rita, it's not that deep. And really, it's not that deep. But that's why it's just my complaint. It's not that deep.
Okay.
But I'm just like, let's catch up. It's just, I find it just irritating. Even like, my friend the other day was like, oh yeah, I was with so-and-so. We were catching up. And I was like, but why do you say that? You were on a date. You guys don't know each other. What are you catching up on? He goes, you caught me. I'm like, you're not catching up. What are you catching up on?
But I guess like what you said, this is your complaint and it means something to you. I don't understand why let's catch up would be a problem. Because you know why? I'm the person that says let's catch up. Do you get what I mean? I'll be like, yeah, let's catch up.
Oh, so
but the difference is I don't say it to strangers. I don't say it to people that I don't really...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you say that to your friend, that's completely fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My complaint is saying it to a stranger.
Fine.
Like, you've just taken my number and you say, let's catch up. What are we catching up on?
Oh, so like, if it's like, oh, Rita, let me just chat to you real quick. Can I get your number real quick? Because I've been watching you from over the room. Let me get your number. You go, do-do-do-do-do-do. Here's my number. And he goes, all right, let's catch up. Is that a straight ick for you?
It's not an ick, but I'm just like...
He wants to catch up to get to know you.
You know, I just think that we need to honour the English language.
Fine. And I'm
there are meanings, you know, there's English words and meanings for a reason.
Yeah.
And if we really think about the definition of catching up, it means something needs to be caught. You're catching up on something.
Fine.
And if we don't know each other, what are we catching up on?
Yeah. So use better uses of words, people.
Yeah. As you guys know, I'm learning English again. So, you know, these things are really meaningful.
Was English your first language?
It is my first language. But I just recently have found myself struggling with it.
Okay. And that's totally fine. And even if it wasn't your first language.
Do you know what I mean?
Then that's...
So I've just been teaching myself again.
And I hear that.
You know.
And I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't... You know, I had to remind myself of, like, nouns and...
Oh, so I don't know what a noun is. Yeah. I don't know what a verb is. An adjective, I think, is a doing word.
Yeah, adjectives is a doing word.
Yeah, don't.
I think noun is a describing word. So that's what you'd use to describe, or is that a verb? You know, this isn't an English lesson.
It's not.
Do you know what I mean? I think we could do this in your own time.
100%. You know? We don't need to do this now.
No. What's your complaint of the day?
My complaint of the day is people that stick to speed limits. Yeah, it really bothers me. It really upsets me. Yeah,
would you
so if the road is 20 miles per hour,
yeah.
First of all, the fact that the road is 20 miles per hour is a joke.
Yeah.
Because I could walk quicker than that. Okay, first of all. When we're driving and it says 20 miles per hour, but Roger in front is doing 80 miles per hour, what are you doing? It says 20. So for me, that means like 25.
Okay.
Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. I will do 35. But it's fine. As long as the popo, allegedly, as long as the popo aren't around... Do you know what I mean? I can't stand speed limits. It stresses me out. It really upsets me. Like, normally from where I live to here, it takes me about half an hour.
Yeah.
I got here in 20.
Because you stick to the speed limit?
Allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah. Speed limits, it stresses me out.
Do you get a lot of tickets?
Huh?
Do you get a lot of tickets?
No, because I know where to stop. Mm. I know the area. Mm. I don't really come out my area. Mm. I don't go too far out my area. Mm. So I know where all the speed cameras are. Mm. And then Waze is a snitch. Mm. So Waze will be like, there is police in 0.25 miles or whatever. And I'm like, oh, there's the popo. Okay. Got to slow down. Okay. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so now
I'm all right normally, allegedly.
Okay, so your complaint of the day is you do not like people who abide by the law.
No, see, because when you word it like that, no, I don't like people that are sheep.
By abiding by the law.
I make my own rules.
I hear it.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear it. It's like, why should you be restricted?
Why should I be restricted?
Yeah.
And I've actually got another complaint. Can I say another complaint?
Of course, please.
The other day, I drove to Peckham. That's where I grew up. And I went to get some soup from a place called Daphne's. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm. Fantastic Jamaican food. I was driving, and you know when an ambulance puts their sirens on, right? We know it's an emergency.
Yeah.
You move to the left.
Yeah, simple.
But when the ambulance goes, you go straight away. Why are we waiting 5 seconds for the ambulance after they've gone? So me and Adrian drove around the cars and carried on driving.
Yeah.
Then the ambulance is going again, and then another car pulls to the side. Mm. We pull to the side because obviously we're not going to overtake, because that's tailgating.
Yeah.
He then took about 8 seconds to move the car. So we went around him. The ambulance driver gets out the car with the sirens on. Sorry, there's someone dying in the back of your ambulance van. You come out and you say, stop tailgating me. He done the finger and he had a moustache and it triggered me. And he said, stop tailgating me. And I said, what? First of all, you're on my ends. This is Peckham.
Wow.
This is where I'm from.
Wow.
Second of all, I wasn't tailgating you. Third of all, why are your sirens on? Because is there someone in the back of your truck?
Because there is. Why are you stopping?
Why are you stopping? Is their life not valuable? Is it because they're from Peckham? Why you think you can stop?
Wow.
Because he wasn't my colour. And you're wagging your finger at me.
Wow.
In Peckham.
Wow, this is so layered.
Yeah. It really triggered me.
Wow.
So now every time I drive past, I'm triggered about it.
Wait, when you drive past that area?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're reminded.
So I don't know if I can go back to my ends anymore, but it's okay. But it triggered me. That's a complaint. And Adrian said, I have an issue with authority. But I don't think it's an issue with authority. I don't think it's an issue with authority. I think I have an issue with someone wagging their finger at me when their sirens are on. Why your sirens on? So you lied. Therefore, that means that you're going against, what, the HIPAA law? I don't know. I watch American TV. But you're doing something wrong.
You're right, though.
What if your grandmother was in the back of that ambulance?
Do you get it? And every minute matters. And you've come out of the car
to wag your finger at me.
No, that's unacceptable.
So I said, let me go around you then. He said, okay, fine, but if I come behind you, I need you to move over and not follow me. Well, you're going in the same direction as me.
Where am I supposed to go?
Bob, where am I meant to go?
Yeah.
So that's my complaint.
Wow, you know what I have to say?
Yeah.
That was a fantastic complaint.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel relieved from that complaint. Do you feel relieved from that getting out of your system?
No, I still got a bit of PTSD there.
Okay.
Like, I can't go back to Daphne's for now.
Yeah, because when you said Daphne's, though, I logged that in my brain because I love Jamaican food.
Oh, it's so good.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a snob when it comes to Jamaican food because my mum's Jamaican.
Okay.
And she cooks phenomenally.
Yeah.
Phenomenally. Is that the word, phenomenally? Studying English.
You know, it sounds right, but something's missing.
Something's missing.
Yeah,
phenomenon.
I think what you would say is that her cooking is phenomenal.
Look at that English. My mum's cooking is phenomenal. So no one can really match her food, but Daphne's, because I don't eat stuff with the bone, so I'll get like white rice with curry goat gravy.
Mm. Oh, well, not with the actual curry goat?
No, because it's on the bone.
Oh.
I can't, that's like eating a human's hand, like, no, boneless. Or you get the soup, like the red pea soup without the meat. Basically, I'm vegan.
That's what I was going to say, are you vegan?
Yeah, I don't look vegan, but basically kind of, you know, if it doesn't have, you know, that's what I say to you as a basketball player.
So you're actually vegan?
No.
Okay.
Just don't eat stuff on the bone.
Mm, wait, chicken?
Oh, chicken. No. I mean, I only eat it if it's from a place called Bird and Thai.
Wow, so you're like really like...
funny.
And picky.
Oh, so picky.
Oh, going to eat in a restaurant must be drama with you.
Low-key. Well, it depends where we go. Do you get what I mean?
Very particular.
Does it have a 5-star food hygiene rating?
Is it bad I don't check that?
So what, you don't check the door before you...
I don't think
I... What if it has a 1? You don't even...
I don't think I check it.
Hmm.
Do people check... Guys, you guys check it. You guys don't check it.
You have to check the food hygiene rating.
Where do they usually put it? On the door?
On the door. It has to be, like, visible to the
public.
But
if it's a 1, it surely it wouldn't be open.
Well, there's a restaurant I don't know if I could say the name. Can I say the name? Because there's a lot of people that love it. They were driving from Birmingham and stuff to come to this place.
What restaurant is it?
What's it called again? It's a Jamaican place in Brixton. I can't remember what it was called now. It's on Acre Lane.
And,
yeah.
And it's a one.
It had a one. Yeah. I can't remember what the girl's name is. And she was doing videos. She was like, yeah, you guys drive from Manchester and Birmingham to come here for a one food hygiene rating. And then after that went viral. And everybody was like, do you know what? It's the famous pepper steak, white rice, and like a pasta salad that they get from there. That's right. It's got a one food hygiene rating. Yeah. I think it's like a four now.
Wow. I don't think I've ever checked.
No, you need to check.
I need to start checking.
Like, do you want a side of cockroach with your rice?
That's insane.
That's gross.
I've just been surviving.
Baby, you don't need to survive.
No. I'm like, my mind is like blown because I actually never check.
You have to check.
So when you go to a restaurant, you'd be like, all right, let's check the hygiene.
I Google before I go.
Oh, like the menu. So do you like pick your meal?
Oh,
like,
I already know what I'm having before I sit down. When I look at the menu, I'm just being polite to give the server a bit of time,
to give the table
a bit of time. But I already knew that I was coming for number 68 and number 29.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're very specific. Like, you're quite pedantic then.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's what I love about the show. Like, you get to know people. I wouldn't have even like guessed that.
Yeah, I plan a lot. Yeah.
Is Adrian like that as well?
No.
Oh, is he the opposite?
He is I'll eat at a minus five food hygiene rating place. You know, if the food tastes good, it tastes good. If Auntie cooks it good, it tastes good.
Wow.
Adrian is not an organised being. No.
It's interesting because I always find that partners is always the opposite.
Yeah. You can have two Adrians and two
Tars. You can't. It'll be, do you know what I mean? Like, too intense. No. Do you know what I mean? Like,
we work well together.
Yeah, it balances it balances out, you 100%. Know? Like, I hope to be with someone that's super organised.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really, I'm like organised, but
not super organised.
Yeah, I'm not super. I have to like, it doesn't come natural.
Fine.
Like, I have to work on it.
Okay.
And make sure it happens. I like to go with the flow.
Okay, I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then I realise that's probably what makes me anxious. So I've started planning more.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So it gives me more like direction.
Yeah.
But I guess from being younger, I got away with it so much of just doing things on a whim. So I'll do something on a whim and it'll turn out really good still. So I kind of got used to it. And then one day it stopped working.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I actually have to plan and make sure, you know, and have contingency plans. Well, I'm really...
This is an aha moment.
I'm really giving like English today.
Yo.
Wow.
Listen.
Wow.
I mean, you could teach a class.
I could teach a class.
You could teach a class.
I could be an English teacher.
You could.
But yeah, I've just started like planning a little bit more now. And it feels like it's making me a bit more grounded.
Do you have a diary?
I don't have a diary, but I do make a lot of notes.
Okay, that's good.
So I journal a lot and I make a lot of notes. So if I'm doing something, I'm a list girl. One thing about me.
I love a list.
I love a list.
Don't you love just ticking?
Oh, I love it.
Or do you use a highlighter? Which you do?
No, I tick it. I even put use if I do it on my phone, I do the
circles.
Tick emoji.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, so I get the tick emoji. I'm like, boom, boom, boom. Do you know what I mean? It just makes me feel like I'm getting shit done.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. I do. So that's what I like, actually.
Yeah. You know, on the Notes app, they have a thing where you can create circles and then once you click it, it ticks as well.
Oh, yeah. I never
just
do that.
If you ever wanted to.
Wow, my organized queen.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
There we go. Mm-hmm. My community has also sent me some complaints, so I'm going to read it out.
Yeah.
So one community complaint is this. It's very simple, actually. She just said, men who are in relationships but still want to chase babes. Why? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, very annoying.
It's bad.
Men in relationships that try and talk to you, it's just the most annoying thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's like an ego thing for them. They want to still feel like they're alive or
100%.
Something.
100%. And they're like, still... They've still got it.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Stop wasting my time.
Back off.
That's a very good complaint. I hear it. Mm-hmm. Another complaint of the day, she just said, or he or she has just said, hay fever. And I hear it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a bit nuts that, like, do you get hay fever?
No, Adrian does really bad.
And I'm just like,
yeah.
You guys are fighting.
Invisibility.
It's like,
no, okay, the English isn't doing well. You guys are fighting pollen.
Okay. Fighting an invisible thing. It's
invisible
just like,
things, just fighting the air.
It's like, grow up.
Like, yeah, like, come on. That's a very childish.
It's so childish.
It's very childish.
Like, as soon as the pollen comes out, they're like, scratching it.
Ages like this. Because, babe, I was thinking, I'm like, big man, can you sort it out?
Do you know what I mean? Like, sort it out, grow up.
I do feel bad for him, though.
Yeah, I was laughing at my mom gets it and my brother gets it.
Oh.
And then one year I actually experienced it, and I think it's because I was making so much fun of them.
Fine.
So maybe don't make too much fun.
Have you stopped making fun?
Occasionally, but not as bad as I did before.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm just, it's just so childish to me.
Okay.
Like, you see their eyes getting all red and getting all watery, and I'm like, oh, you fighting nature again. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Fighting the grass, the pollen, do you know what I mean? It's just like, grow up, you know?
But could you imagine if they said that to us about our time of the month? Just fighting nature again there, lying in bed, rolling around.
Do you know what, yeah? Mm-hmm. One of my friends said the worst thing to me, this guy, my guy friend, yeah? I was on the phone to him and I was talking about, oh yeah, I'm just in pain, blah, 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 blah. And then he was all like, are you still not used to it by now? He was like, come on, by now, surely you should be used to it. Why is it still hurting you? I said, are you okay?
Like, are you all right?
Have you actually lost your mind? Every single month, yeah, mm-hmm. I am fighting for my life. 100%. I'm actually fighting for my life.
Yeah.
A week up until, like, when it comes, so PMS, a week before, I'm fighting for my life. Mm-hmm. And then the week off, I'm fighting for my life. And you're telling me, shouldn't I be used to it by now?
That's crazy.
It was insane. But in a way, later on, it kind of motivated me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I've been here before.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I was like, I was like, I can handle this. So when that pain comes, I'm like, nah, I got this. I've been doing this.
And it helps?
Do you know what? It does help.
Okay.
I don't really get pain as much, you know? Like, I started taking magnesium.
Oh.
And that really, really, really helps. Yeah, I don't cramp as bad. Like, before, my cramps were so bad. Now, fine. I don't really feel it as much, to be honest. It's just the irritation.
Fine.
Do you know what I mean? I don't feel pain.
Pain.
But, yeah, I couldn't believe that. I was like, how dare you?
That's mad. We're literally fighting for our life for half of the month.
Like, half of the month.
Yeah.
Mood is all over the place.
100%.
The week before, I literally feel like everyone hates me.
Oh, 100%.
Like,
I get in my head.
I get in my head and like every, I'm hypersensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Being a woman, it's not easy.
It's not easy. Thanks, Eve.
Thanks, Eve.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then now we have a community dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of, I felt so bad about this. But anyways, I'm going to read it out and you let me know what you think.
Mm-hmm.
So community dilemma is this. I'm a 28-year-old woman. I've never been in a relationship and I'm a virgin. I spent my early to mid-20s finding myself, going to therapy for things in my childhood. Now I feel ready to date, but I'm unsure where to start from.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was reading it. What do you think?
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Hmm.
And I'm probably not going to be helpful because I've heard that the streets is the ghetto. So I don't even know where to start because Adrian got me when I was 14 and I've never really had to.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So I actually don't know where to start.
Stop.
But there's one thing that I would say
mm-hmm.
to make it serious. She said she's a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to that.
Yeah.
Don't go out on these streets and feel like you have to give yourself up. Because of this, you've been a virgin for this long for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Stay to that.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. Actually, do you know what? I actually agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that there's like a lot of pressure to be in a relationship and you feel like you're weird if you haven't been in a relationship.
Yeah.
Or if you're not, if you're a virgin, all of this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like you're 28.
Yeah.
You spent time working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And what's for you will be for you. So I just think be patient.
Yeah.
Continue to find yourself and you will meet the right person exactly when you're supposed to. You don't need to compare yourself to other people or anything like that. If you feel like you're ready to date, I feel like build it and they will come.
Ooh.
You know?
I like that.
You're ready. So allow yourself to be ready and open and just trust that that's going to sync up with whoever you need to sync up with.
I agree. And maybe even go into like, I don't know, events and stuff. And putting yourself out there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, not putting yourself out there like, hey, I'm single, but just like leave the house more if you're not doing that already.
I would say leave the house.
Leave the house.
Leave the house. Mm-hmm. I say that to myself and I say that to everyone. Leave the house. People don't want to leave the house anymore.
100%.
Leave the house.
Yep.
Another dilemma is there is a guy who I liked, dated. We lost touch, but he has been on my mind heavy. I want to reach out, but I don't know. Should I?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
Do you know what you should do? Like call his number by accident if you've got the same number.
Be like, oh.
No, I wouldn't even let it. I would ring it.
And then he rings back.
Because if the call didn't answer, the phone call didn't happen.
Yeah.
So he's called you. And or like you send a full stop. No, that's very childish. That's given, oh, this is what I done when I was 14 with Adrian. Okay, it's given childish. But I just feel like, I don't know, contact them. Why not?
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm all for contacting. Like if someone's heavy on your mind, although...
Mm-hmm.
this did happen to me.
Okay.
Like about a year and a bit ago, maybe like 2 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. So about 2 years ago, there was a guy, the guy I used to see, for some reason, he was like heavy on my mind. And I literally kept thinking about him. And then I decided to like call him. Mm-hmm. So I was out and about, and I had been drinking and stuff. So I did have a bit more like liquid courage. Mm-hmm. And so I called him in the mm-hmm. middle of the dance. I was like, oh my days, I just saw your friend. Da-da-da-da-da. Called him at random.
Yeah.
And like, he was so sweet and like spoke to me. Da-da-da-da. Still like made sure I got home safe or whatever.
Oh, lovely.
And then the next day, I think I must have messaged him like, oh, I hope I wasn't too much yesterday. Mm-hmm. Da-da-da. I was like, oh yeah, but we should catch up. I used the term mm-hmm. catch up. So like, oh, but we should catch up soon. And I kept it really light, mind you. Thank God. Because what I really wanted to say was like, we should go to dinner. Da-da-da. And I didn't.
Okay.
Thank the Lord. Yeah.
What did he say?
He hit me back with, oh, well, shit, I'm in a relationship now. I said, if I dash this phone across the room right now, yeah. If I dash my phone across the room right now, that pain that I felt, yeah. Like, I started thinking, oh, my God, like, when I called him at random, were they together? And he was just being nice and just indulging with me being on the phone. Do you know what I mean? And like, even though I didn't say anything mad, I just said, let's catch up.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he didn't have to come at me so hard with, shit, I'm in a relationship now. If he hears, he's going to know I'm talking about him. But yeah. But it was just so, but I respect it. I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, ooh.
I think this is why you don't like let's catch up.
Maybe that's what triggered me. Maybe low-key is like a subconscious.
Yeah.
Thing.
I think.
Maybe.
Because you used it first.
Yeah, maybe.
And it wasn't a problem.
Maybe, you know, but that really like.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, you know when chest. It hits like a dagger in the chest? I was like, oh.
Ground swallow me up right now. Did you respond?
I think I said something like, oh, that's amazing. Of course. I think he said something like, but if we bump into each other, we can catch up then or something like that. Mind you, I don't bump into him. So what you're saying is that you're never going to see me again.
Okay.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Interesting.
I've never spoken to him since.
Yeah.
That was what I needed, though, to get the thoughts out of my head, because I was, like, really thinking
so
about it.
So that's why you still need to get in contact.
Do you know what I mean? So get in contact, and then...
Well, at least you don't think about it anymore.
You're not thinking about it anymore. If he does say to you, oh, I've got someone, blah, 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 you delete him.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, no
so
problem.
Either way, it can work out, but that was like a...
That would touch my chest.
Do you know what
it
I mean?
It would burn.
It really burns.
When he sent you that message and you responded, was it like respond, delete, 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 respond, delete, delete, delete?
Yeah, it was like respond and I just deleted his number. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't, yeah, ever since. We haven't spoken since.
Fair enough.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Because I think before it was like, oh, a bit tipsy.
Yeah.
Hi.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
So yeah. I think it was good for me, but we say all of this to say.
Contact him.
At your own risk.
Yeah. Yeah.
At your own risk?
Yeah. 100%. I say do it. Do it. What's the worst that could happen? A no.
Yeah.
It's okay.
No's hurt though.
They do.
They do hurt.
They do.
How do you deal with rejection?
I don't.
Oh.
No.
Really?
No. No. I keep my circle very small and I don't ever feel like I've been rejected from my circle and if they do it's a safe enough space for me to be like, is this rejection? And I'll be like, no, I'm just tired. Okay, cool, no problem. But my circle is very, very, very small.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like one of those ones where you've had like the same friends from when like you were growing up?
No, so basically I've defo been to like 10 schools.
Oh, really?
So I didn't really get no friends from school.
Really? So you moved around a lot?
Yeah. No, I was just bad. Yeah.
Were you bad?
I wasn't bad like, I'm a fight you bad.
What kind
I was
of bad
just
were you?
Like chatty, very rude. Oh. If I thought the teacher wasn't making sense, I'd be like, but you're not making sense. Oh. So I'm not really understanding what you're saying.
Oh.
So it was never physical things.
Okay.
I think that in my head that I could be a good fighter, but I don't think I am.
Okay, fair.
It's just my mouth.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, I moved around a lot in terms of schools. Mm-hmm. And I think so the friends that I've got now are the friends that I've probably had for the last 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
So since I was like, just before my, no, 20s, I'm definitely old.
I don't even know. Are you Gen Z or millennial?
Millennial.
Okay.
And that's fine.
That is fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I'm a millennial.
Yes.
But yeah, definitely in my 20s, I made those friends.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're my bona fide. I have, I have five really close friends. Five.
Wow.
Everybody else that might watch this would be like, but I thought we were friends. No, we are friends, but I have my five really, like, my core.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so rejection, I don't really deal with rejection. No, because I find it very hard.
Yeah.
Like, if I say something and Adrian rejects me, I'll be like, what did you say? Now I want to beef you. Now it's a problem. So I go from being mad sweet to being, like, mad, like, what? Do you know what I'm saying?
So, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying getting to know you, actually.
This is fun. I love it.
Because I'm just like, it's just, you just wouldn't think it. But I can tell that you're very, like, firm, and I like it. You're very, like, this is what it is. Is it, like, now that you, because you've got, like, a very close circle, how do you find making new friends, especially as an adult?
Like I said before, we spoke about earlier, I'm not opposed to no new friends. I don't believe in that. I don't. But I don't feel like, I feel like I have friends, but I'm more observe the situation. I'll observe the way that they might respond to things and stuff like that. And then I'll be like, okay, you can come closer. You can come a little bit closer now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're friends. Like, we're good. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't throw around the term friends lightly.
Fair.
Like, that's a big deal to me.
For
you to be like my friend, you know my mum. You know my sister, you know my family, you know Adrian, you were close. That's, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't feel like I have a problem bringing new people in. They're just not my core right now. And that's fine.
Yeah, I hear that. If you were to pick a cutlery to be, what would you pick?
Fork.
Have you thought about this before?
No. As soon as I heard cutlery, what would you be? Fork.
Why would you be a fork?
Because a fork is necessary. You need a fork, okay? You can't drink soup with a fork. But most people don't drink soup like that, unless they're trying to, do you get what I'm saying? A fork is, it gets to the point, it can pick up meat, it can pick up rice, it can pick up pasta, salad.
Diverse.
You can put it in something that's hot, you can put it in something that's cold. Do you get what I'm saying? If it's in something that's hot, it's gonna burn your lips. So if you put me in a situation that is hot, you might get burnt, but it will cool down. And then I'll be like, oh, sorry, you put me in a tough situation. Let me cool down. Like, you just need a fork.
This is one of the best answers I've ever received.
A fork.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you answered that with no hesitation.
Mm-mm.
You wasn't shifted.
No.
I can't believe this.
A fork. Four prongs.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about this and I was going to say a little spoon. Do you know what I mean?
Why would you want to be a little spoon?
I don't know. It just felt like, you know, they're just so sweet, you know, a little spoon, little scoop, you know, not too much, you know, but it does its job. Do you know what I mean? It does what it needs to do. But your answer is way better.
A fork
is for everything.
It's for everything. You can pick stuff up with it. You can scoop with it. You can't pick up anything with a spoon.
But it feels like that's quite reflective. It's given that you're a problem solver. Are you a problem solver?
I would say I am a problem solver.
Yeah, that's so deep.
Yeah.
Because the fact that you picked fork is because you're a problem solver. So it's like, for any situation, I'm going to arise.
Yeah.
I'm a fork.
I have to.
Wow.
A fork for the Thorpes. That's just what it is. That's what it is.
A fork for the Thorpes.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it. I try. Do you know what? I feel like I've been forced to make problem solving decisions. My mum didn't raise me to be like,
I
had that, and then it was like, all right, you're four now, grow up.
Oh, not four.
Thanks, mum. You're four. No, I'm joking. She was like, no, it's time.
You're 4 years old. Get it going.
Get it going.
What do you want to do?
You need to figure
life?
It out. Do you get what I'm saying? So I feel like I've come from that background of women that are, okay, now we have to solve issues.
Yeah.
This is how we solve our problems. Mm-hmm. You might cry about it at the beginning, you solve it, you get frustrated, but you've solved it.
Yeah. Are you an older sibling?
Am I the oldest?
Yeah.
It's giving. Me and my baby sis.
Yeah, I've got two little brothers.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah.
It's hard because I feel like as an older sibling, you constantly want to save them.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
And that's the bit that is the hardest thing for me because I'm like, I know that I've gone through stuff that's made me who I am, right? And it's my experience that's allowed me to have wisdom and know how to deal with certain things and how to handle things. But then when I see my brothers going through their version of going through things like, you know, looking for work or disappointments and stuff like that, I want to save them from it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I feel it in my stomach. Like, mm-hmm. I get a knot in my stomach when, like, they're disappointed or things don't go their way. But it's like, at the same time, they have to go through what they need to go through so that they can become the people that they need to be. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
But it's just so hard to watch.
It's the hardest thing. I feel like with my sister, we're 8.5 years apart.
Oh, wow.
So there's a big gap between us. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot closer as she got into her teenage years.
Okay.
Because now we can roll together, if that makes sense. Yeah. But there's stuff that I feel like I will say to my sister, I basically raised you. Mm. She'll be like, no, you didn't raise me. You didn't raise me. But the difference is that, no, respectfully, I actually did.
Yeah.
And number two, I have, like what you said, I have been through things and I don't want you to go through it. Yeah. And I feel like my mum was more hands-on with me than she was with my sister. You know the first kid they're more hands-on with?
I feel like that as well.
The second ones, they're just like rebels. Like, they're like little Tarzans. They do what they want and the parents are just like, oh, we've learnt with you, so let them do what they want. So I feel like now, like if my sister goes through something, before I would hammer the point. And that would probably cause some sort of argument and some sort of separation. Whereas now, what I've learned is I just have to give my advice. It's up to you whether you're going to take it, but don't do what I've done. Yeah. But again, this is your life. This is your decision. But my stomach will turn into knots when I see my sister go through something. Like, honestly.
And it's like, have to like tell yourself, okay, don't give a lecture.
100%.
Don't give a lecture. Because one thing about me, I'm going to give a lecture.
100%.
Every time. And the thing is, I don't even mean to. Like, I would just call. And I'm just, like, calling to check in. Like, I would feel it in my spirit that maybe something's wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, they're feeling sad or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm quite sensitive in that way.
Yeah.
So I would call because of that. And then I would try and give life advice. And I'm like, I want us to have a good relationship. Yeah. I don't want to be lecturing you all the time. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're kind of giving me things to lecture you about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? 100%. So it's, like, trying to strike that balance between... Yeah. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but at the same time, I'm trying to tell you what to do
100%.
So that you're not doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? 100%. But then you have to leave them to do what they need to do so that they can be where we're at. Yeah.
Exactly. Because nobody above us, let's say outside of our parents, was there to say, I didn't have an older sibling to say, Tara, no, don't do this because whatever. I had to figure it out on my own.
Do you get?
But what would I do if I had an older sibling that told me that? Then I probably wouldn't have got into it. No, I probably would have got myself into the stuff that I got into because I'm just a rebel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it makes you who you are.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? You're a problem solver because you had problems.
That's it.
You had to solve them.
And I had to solve them.
Now you're a problem solver. Now you're a fork.
Now I'm a fork.
Wow, that was such an excellent answer.
Thank you.
Really 10 out of 10.
Thank you. I've actually never been asked that question before.
No, I have to say.
Like, never.
No, you actually kind of like...
Fork.
Yeah.
Tara, what colour would you... Fork. Yeah. Yeah, fork. Fork. And it looks like the most dangerous cutlery. People think it's the knife, it's not the knife.
I think a fork is quite dangerous.
If you sharpen up that fork, oh my gosh, and it gets you in four holes.
Oh, it's quite dangerous as well. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
That caught me off guard. So
fork.
Much.
A fork.
Did you know that your husband was your husband, even though you guys were young?
No.
So when did you actually know? Because I'm thinking about Toni Tone and like, obviously, congratulations, girl.
Congratulations, babe.
But like she knew like straight away. Like she told us in the group chat. She was like, guys, I met my husband.
Yeah.
And she just knew.
Yeah.
So when was, what was it like for you? I know you guys met younger.
Mm-hmm.
But when did you know?
I didn't know until I was probably 22. Yeah. No, because me and Adrian got together when we were 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh yeah, this is my man. This is my boyfriend. Like, whatever. And then obviously we went through where we had breaks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But our thing was never to get married. We always said we would never get married. I've never seen a successful marriage. I'm not trying to be in one. We will cohabitate. We will have kids. And that's what we will do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've said this before that we started going to church and it was like, okay, so there's a right way to do this and there's a wrong way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this the right way. So when we got back together, when we were 21 going on 22, when we got back together, it was to see how we would be as a couple and we were heading to marriage anyway.
Mm.
So I guess it was then, it was more calculated.
Mm.
Like, okay, we've broken up, let's get back together, let's see how we are as boyfriend and girlfriend, but the aim is marriage.
Mm.
So it wasn't like I've seen him and I'm like, oh, this is my husband. Yeah, that wasn't our story.
Yeah.
We were a lot younger. I didn't want a husband.
Yeah.
No, I was just like,
yeah, that's my boyfriend.
That's my boyfriend. Yeah, that's my man. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
On the 37 bus. Like, on the bus, that's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I never saw my husband. But it's only when we started dating to marry.
Yeah.
I say, is when we, yeah.
Because I always just wonder, like, if there's, like, a moment where you're just, like, I don't know, I watch a lot of films.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder if there's, like, this moment where you're just, like, you know what? Mm. I like you.
Yeah.
I think I can do life with you. Do you know what I mean? Like, just have that, like, that click of a moment. Because it's just such a big thing, like, to just be, like, when I, the older I get, the more I'm, like, the idea of marriage just feels mad to me.
Okay.
Like, the older I get, because I'm like, whoa, like, it's actually really, really serious.
Yeah,
like, before it was like, yeah, I want to get married. Yeah, me and my bae, like, matching outfits. Yeah, all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then the older I get, I'm like, whoa, like, this is serious.
Yeah.
Like, you're, like, together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even if I'm in a bad mood, like,
it's just us.
It's just us. Like, just I have to wake up and you're just right next to me.
100%.
And I don't even want to be with no one.
100%.
And I'm just like,
yeah.
How do you even...
Do you know what it is, actually? Even if I... No, there was a moment, because they're also... Obviously, even though we were together to get married, you have to have that moment where you're like, okay, I can do this with you.
Yeah.
I guess Adrian's patience is wild. Like, his patience is amazing. And I'm not easy. I'm not easy. And there were certain things that were happening at the time. And I was like... Yeah, normally a guy would chuck me out of the car for this, but you didn't. Oh, okay, and just seeing how he is with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Adrian, if he had £5 in his wallet, and that's the only money he had, and Rita, you said, oh, I left my wallet at home, I ain't got no lunch, I haven't eaten since yesterday, Adrian would be like, oh, here, take the £5.
Wow.
You would never know it was his last.
Yeah.
It's those qualities that I saw, and I was like, if he treats other people like this, this is what he's probably going to treat me like in 10 years. Once the honeymoon period's over.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that aha moment for me was that this man has got such a big heart and he loves really hard.
Yeah.
And he's really patient.
Yeah.
And he's handsome.
Yeah.
And he's like, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just ticking all the boxes.
Aww.
And that's when it was just like, yeah, I think I can do this with this guy. And then that's when we started to take it more seriously,
you know? Yeah.
So yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Having that moment of being like... Because do you know what? It's when you get married. Look, fades. Looks will fade. That's just period.
Yeah.
Like, I've when I got married, I think I've definitely put on like 6 stone since I got married. I don't look the same anymore.
Yeah.
And that's
You're still
fine.
Beautiful though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I don't look the same anymore.
Yeah,
he sees me when I have no clothes on.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Gravity is doing what gravity does, okay?
Why do you always
want to do it?
Gravity is doing what gravity does.
It does what it does. And you know, when I got with Adrian, he had hair. He's now bald. Things happen.
Oh, he had hair.
He had hair. He wasn't born bald. And you know, he's obviously he's got bigger too.
Yeah.
So you know, you get older, these things fade. Mm-hmm. So it can't just be for looks.
Yeah.
It can't be. And when me and Adrian are beefing, I don't think it when we're arguing, do you think I'm like, oh gosh, he's so good looking?
Yeah.
I'm like, I hate you right now.
Yeah.
hate you right now.
Yeah.
So,
but it helps that you think he's handsome.
Oh, 100%.
Because my thing is, if my man was ugly, when we're arguing, I'd be like, look, first of all, I don't even
like
your face.
You're basically arguing with Lucifer at this point.
I'm like, I don't even like your face.
No.
So you're pissing me off,
yeah.
And now I don't like your face.
Yeah.
It's just
it's even worse.
It's even 10 times worse. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
I love marriage is work. It's so beautiful.
Mm.
Marriage is such a beautiful thing. I love being married. I do find it hard sometimes because it's like constantly having a mirror. It's constantly like Adrian's holding a mirror and I can see what I look like constantly.
Oh.
I'm seeing my flaws constantly.
Yeah.
So marriage is like iron sharpening iron. Mm. That's what it is. You know, guys, I'm a saved girl. I love Jesus.
Yeah.
Like marriage really is the true definition of Christ and his church.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So it's constant forgiveness. It's constant love.
Mm.
It's constantly dying to your own selfish wants for the day to make sure that Adrian is good.
Wow.
It's taxing, but it's so worth it.
That's so deep.
I love it.
But I absolutely adore like how you described it, because I feel like a lot of married people, sometimes they describe marriage like they're going to war. They'll be like, ah, guys, this marriage, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's a fight. It's a this. And do you know what? I hear it. Like, I'm not even under the illusion that it's easy. Like, I absolutely know that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love is when you said about the kindness thing, because that is such, like, I love how you said it, because I say it all the time, yeah. but it was nice hearing you, like, really say it. Mm-hmm. Because my thing has always been, when it comes to, like, a guy that I want to be with, I need a man who is just inherently kind.
Yeah.
And not a man that's just kind to me because he likes me.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's actually my fear. Like, mm-hmm. to be with someone and you're only nice to me because you like me now, but then yeah. it's like, what if you have a day where maybe you don't necessarily like me? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm being annoying, I'm being whatever, I'm being moody, or mm-hmm. I've said something that you don't like. Mm-hmm. How are you going to treat me then? Because yeah. my fear would be like, suddenly you're treating me badly, and I've seen you as like my safe space,
yeah.
and now I've done something to irritate you, and now like...
You've just switched up on me.
You've switched up on me.
Yeah.
And that is something... I can't, do you yeah. know what I mean? So I think whenever I tell people, I'm like, I need someone that's kind and not just kind to me.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear your friends talk about you, and they're like, oh yeah, you know so-and-so, like, he's done this for me. Oh, there was this time I was sick yeah. and he got me soup. Oh, da-da-da-da-da. Like, mm-hmm. if people, multiple people have these stories about you,
yeah.
of you doing good things, not because they can give you anything,
yeah.
that's the kind of person I want to be with. 100%. Do you know what I mean? Not someone that's just nice to me.
100%.
And then to other people. You know, you hear women that are like, oh, I don't want my man that's like kind to...
Be kind. Do you know what? I think that stuff is so wild, and I'll never forget, yeah. Well, this is when me and Adrian were engaged. And I remember I was speaking to my pastor, and he was like, look, you got to look at certain things. Don't believe the words that people say to you. Look at their actions. Mm. And we have Bible study every Friday. So he's like, at Bible study, because it gets packed, if a woman comes in and there's no seats, check if Adrian stands up.
Mm.
And most of them will be like, I don't want my man standing up for another woman. Are you crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, that Friday, I was waiting for those seats to get packed
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
I was waiting. The seats got packed up and a girl came in. It's also a girl that I didn't like either. A girl came in and she was just standing up. She didn't ask anyone for a seat. And Adrian was like, come take the seat.
Wow.
Come. And normally, I'd be like, you got up for her.
Yeah.
But what I realized is, what my pastor was saying is, the same way that he treats her then, someone that he doesn't care about, is how he's going to treat you in 25 years. That's how he's going to treat you. And that's what you need to look at. So if I see a woman come into the door and Adrian don't open the door for a woman, to me, that's problematic. Why are you not opening the door for her? No, you're not thirsty. You're not whatever. You're being nice. You're being kind. So if I see a man and he treats his woman like diamonds and then treats other women like crap, then you're not a good person. You just have this one that you like right now. But in 6 months when the fire's dwindled, you're not.
No. How are you going to be?
Yeah, no, I'm not for it.
How are you going to be?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Mm. You've got me thinking so deeply, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, how are you going to be?
How are you going to be?
Damn.
You've always got to watch people's movements.
You have to. It's yeah. so important, especially not like, for me anyway, it's like when I'm dating, I'm just like, these are like the things that I'm looking out for. Because I'm yeah. just like, I can't deal with men who are bad vibes.
100%.
At their core,
100%.
Like, I just don't have the capacity. Mm-hmm. It's just a story you've seen over and over again, and you just know how it ends. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not involved.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you too.
Yeah, I love him. He's all right.
He's all right.
You're like, do you know what?
He's all right.
I've only just had the last 21 years of him, but he's all
21
right.
21 years. It's so
21
crazy.
Years is crazy.
It's crazy.
He's like had all my best years.
Wow.
So that's why I'm like, you could never leave me.
Ah, you could. Where's he going?
How could you? You take it 21 years.
Where's he going?
It'd be like Mary J. Blige. Oh, you know, no. All the time that I was loving you
were busy loving yourself.
No, he could never.
No, no, no. That's a banger, you know.
Yeah, he could never.
He can't. Where's he going?
Go where? Not alive, allegedly. Not alive. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. Sorry. He knows. Yeah. No.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That took a right turn.
Yeah. It got a bit dark.
It got a bit dark.
You know, that fork aspect of you, I think there's another side. But I think one thing I will say is that thank God that you are saved.
Yeah.
I think that saved part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made a big difference.
It made a big difference.
Boy.
Yeah.
Jesus really tied it around.
Yeah.
If he didn't.
I just want you to know that, like, if you decided to do anything that was quite bad...
I should call you.
No, I'm actually not the friend you call, actually.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I might snake you. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm the friend.
You wouldn't ride for me?
I don't know if I will ride for you, you know? I'll really? Be so real. I don't know. I've been thinking about it, you know? I've been thinking about it. Like, if your friend randomly called you
mm-hmm.
and they were like, oh my gosh, Tara, mm. can you come to the house? Can you come to the house really quickly?
Mm.
Like, do you know what? Let's do an improv scene now,
okay.
actually.
Okay, fine.
So I'm just going to call you and we're just going to go with it.
Okay. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Tara, can you, why can you come breathless? To the house? No, sorry, I've just done something really bad. Can you come to the house real quickly, please? Please, I think I've done something really bad and I don't really know
okay,
what
to do. Okay, I'm on my way.
Okay, I'm cool. On my way. Okay, cool.
Now I've got to the door.
Now we got to the door.
Ding dong.
Okay, come in, but don't say anything. Like, I've done something really, really, really bad, okay? I was with Joseph and, like, basically he showed me his phone and then I saw this message from this girl.
Okay.
I think I used a fork to stab him.
Oh, so... This is him?
Yeah, this is him.
Okay.
What should we do? I don't know what to do.
Pick up the fork.
Pick up the fork?
Yep.
What am I going to do with the fork?
Pick up the fork, put it in the bag.
Put it in the bag?
Yep.
Okay, what am I going to do with the
wrap bag? Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Give me the bag.
Okay.
Wait there. I'm leaving. Hi, my friend at 695 Avenue has just got herself into a situation. I'm not sure what's happened. You need to come to the house now. 100%. Then when they come, do you know what's happened? You had a mental break. Wow. 100%. Because we have to call the police.
Yeah.
You can't not call the police. But I've taken away the evidence.
Oh, so then when they say that there's got fork marks, what are you going to say?
I'm going to be like, how did that get there? She had a mental break. Wow. So she had a mental episode. We don't know what happened. Get rid of the evidence. You're going to be shaking. You're scared. You're crying. You're going to have to go and get an assessment. See,
and now your friend's fit. Locked up.
No. But you're not locked up in prison.
But you're locked up in a mental hospital.
Well, which one would you prefer? Which one would you prefer? Because my sister, I cannot go to prison. I wouldn't work well there. I told you, I'm all mouth.
They will finish you.
I don't have hands.
You'll be fighting exactly. for your life I can't. In that prison.
I can't.
Wow.
No, I have to call the police. Oh, I'm a snitch. I'll snitch you. 100%. Yeah, but I will make sure that the evidence is gone. That's just what it is. That's the kind of, you know, do you know what? I actually do think I am a ride or die, but I'm not about to go to prison with you. I can't do that.
Do you get it?
My mum invested way too much in my life.
Do you get it?
So because of you, my mum has to now come visit me in prison.
Don't call me. No. Don't call me and think, oh yeah, beat us that friend
no.
that's going to cover it up. Mm-mm. And now all of a sudden,
I'm not covering
there's
anything
evidence
up.
Of us carrying this body. No.
That's why I put the fork in the bag.
Give it to me.
Give me the bag.
Yeah.
I'll get rid of it.
I wasn't even here, bro.
No idea.
I wasn't even here. They're going to be like, oh, but Tara, I weren't even here.
Mm-mm. I've got one friend, one of my close friends, who would ride or die for me. Her name is Charisse. Mm. I believe that if I was on a motive, she would be there right beside me.
Yeah, I've got one friend, Crystal.
Mm.
Or Candy. No, but Candy doesn't break the law.
Fine.
So.
Charisse doesn't break the law, but she'll be like, okay, this is what it says on the law, so we can go around it to ensure that you're okay. Yeah, that's she's got me in that respect, yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I want to know, who is Tara? Like, what are the ingredients that make up who you are?
That is a very good question. Do you not feel like when someone asks you that question, you're like, who am I?
No, I panic every time. I'm like,
who am I?
Who am I? I don't know.
I am a woman who loves the Lord.
Loves the Lord.
Loves her husband,
mm-hmm.
her family and her friends. I feel like I am, this is the only way I can describe it, an eclair. Mm-hmm. Not the bakery, mm-hmm. not the baked
that's what
goods,
I was saying that. Yeah.
The sweet. So you've got like the chocolate on the outside, I'm sure that's an eclair, right?
Yeah,
or is
yeah.
it, no, you've got the caramel on the outside.
Yeah.
It's quite tough. Like you've got to,
yeah,
to get into it.
Yeah.
But once you get to the chocolate, the gooiness, it's like, oh, that's who I am. Like I am, I feel like I've been through quite a lot of stuff that I find it hard to trust certain things. That's why I observe a lot and I keep my distance a lot. And I will, if I'm being honest, probably push people away from me more than anything because I'm like, I don't know if I can trust this. Mm. And with me, once I've given somebody, once I trust you, once I love you, you've got everything from me. Mm. I am doing everything for you. I could be here right now. And as much as I love doing this podcast, if Charisse called me and said, Tara, I need you to come to my house right now, I'd be like, Rita, I'm so sorry. I actually have to go.
Yeah.
I can't even stay. I have to leave. That's the kind of person I am. So I guess I would say I'm misjudged a lot because I have a stink face. But it's not because I'm stink. It's actually because I'm really, really shy. I'm the biggest introvert you'll ever meet. Wow. Nobody knows this. They're like, no way you do meet the Thorpes. You've seen me at an event, Ria.
Yeah.
How many, we go to events.
Yeah.
I'll be like this in the corner.
Every time.
Everyone's like, oh my gosh, I spoke to you the other day. I'm like this. No, people actually scare me. People scare me. They are scary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes a while. So I don't even know how to answer that question.
You've answered it beautifully.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because what's good is that I think every time I do ask someone this question, it's like, you're not saying what you do. A lot of the times when people ask us, who are we? We're like, oh, I'm an actor.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a singer. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. Mm-hmm. But like immediately you were like, no, I'm like hard on the outside, but I'm really soft on the inside. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm really misunderstood. And I can actually imagine that actually, because obviously when people come across very like strong and this, that, it's very much like, oh yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, she doesn't, oh, maybe she's like, oh, she's a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not smiling all the time. Yeah. Not that you're not smiling all the time, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
So it's really interesting that you said that you feel like you're misunderstood, because like another question would be, do you know how you're perceived, which is essentially you saying that you feel like you're quite misunderstood.
100%.
And is that something that bothers you?
It used to bother me. It doesn't bother me anymore, because this is just who I am. I don't believe that you should stay as you are. I am evolving, I'm trying to change. There's certain things that I see in my character that I'm like, that's not a good look. And just, I guess, being more inviting and not allowing, this is really deep, not allowing my trauma to create its own persona. Do you get what I'm saying? So that standoffish thing is, I don't know if I'm going to be accepted in this group. So I'm not even going to bother going over there, because I've experienced it too many times where I'm not accepted. So I'm going to stand in the corner, I'm going to smile with my water in my hand and be like, at a TikTok event or whatever event we're at. Hi. But it's actually, no, Tara, challenge yourself. Because you're better than that. So pushing myself out of the box more, you know?
I love that, you know, because that's actually so true. Like, I don't think I could have named it, but I feel like I used to do that myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just very much like anticipating the rejection.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like I definitely have like a fear of rejection when it comes to like friendships.
Same.
Do you know what I mean? So I think you kind of anticipate it. Like, oh, I know they're probably not going to like me.
Yeah.
Or they're just not going to rate me or whatever, whatever. So because of that reason, I would self-reject in advance.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
It's not.
Because you just miss out on so many amazing moments, I've found. And I feel like ever since I stopped doing that and I've opened myself up, it's just been amazing.
But how do you do that, though?
Do you know what? It was like, I was talking about this just the other day. So when I think about Candy, like Candy's like a new friend. And one of the things that she did was when we first met, she started FaceTiming me.
Okay.
And usually I wasn't, back then I wasn't a FaceTime person. So that really rattled me. I actually remember seeing it on my phone thinking, why the hell is this girl FaceTiming me? Do you know what I mean? Immediately I just felt this like anxiety about it, because I was like, I don't know what I'm going to talk to her about. Like, this is so weird. Like, people never FaceTime me. Da, 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 da. And I actually remember making a decision in that moment to be like, just answer it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just like, leave it. Like, so I kind of just felt, it was more so like, being conscious of it and just like allowing it to happen, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it was. I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to be open and just see what this is. And like, okay, if we don't like each other in 2-3 weeks, that's fine.
Yeah.
But this is someone that's trying. So I can't like discard
push away their effort.
Do you know what I mean? I can't push that away. And it's actually really similar with Uche as well. Like when we first met, the first thing she said was, oh, do you want to come over and let's watch, I think it was Ozark.
Yeah.
And I remember like, yeah, that's fine. And then, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. And then I remember, like, getting ready to go and feeling really nervous.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know this girl.
Yeah.
What if we have nothing to talk about? What if this? Like, I started getting in my head, like, what if she doesn't like me? Like, she's only seen me online. Like, what if, like, you know, she sees me in person and realises, oh, maybe I'm not as fun, or do I have to be funny all the time? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, all of these thoughts are coming to my head. And again, I was just like, Rita, just be open. Like, you're just thinking too much about this.
Yeah.
Just go. And it is what it is. And I think, honestly, when I think about it, that was literally the thing I did. I was just open to it, like, and didn't think about it. And I feel like being like that has just opened up this whole world of, like, new relationships and new friendships. And obviously, because of experience, friendship breakups, I'm very, it's easy for me to point out what my boundaries are and stuff like that. But even with my boundaries, I've just been able to vocalize it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like making a new friend is like being in a new relationship.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Obviously, you meet someone, you're going on a few dates with them, you don't really know
100%.
Them. You're figuring them out. Like, oh, what do you like? What don't you like? What gets you going? What doesn't get you going? Do you know what I mean? And I feel like it's the same thing with friendships.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to meet, and you guys are going to tussle a little bit because you're Tara, I'm Rita.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So there might be some things that I say to you that ordinarily it's a joke, and then you're like,
it's too far. Yeah.
I didn't find that funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have that moment, but then you're cool again. And I think I had a lot of those moments and it made me think, oh, this is kind of safe actually because I can express myself. I mean, we're not fighting about it. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it was just like little moments like that, you know, of just, and it just really changed my whole like community and like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's something that I've been trying to work on. So even like the space that we're in, it's very much if me and Adrian go to an event, me and Adrian, it's just us two. Mm. It's us two. And he probably does that more so for my sake. Mm. So he'll stay by me to make sure that I'm good. But yeah. I was like, I said it to Adrian. I said, we've been in this space for what? Nearly 4 years. Mm. And I feel like I haven't really made any friends in this space. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's quite sad because you would, you know, you're working with your peer group and stuff like that. So I think that's something that I'll take on. And I think even like what you're saying about your friendship with Candy and Uche, I've seen like when if you guys go on holiday, you guys have video that stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is cute. Like, I like this. And that's because you opened yourself up to that. Literally, so maybe I need to crack open the eclair just a little bit.
Do you know what I mean? Just open it up. You know what I'm saying? Because I see it as like, just how you're talking, like, you know, you've got so much love to give and like there's so much in you. So it's like, just open it up a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And you'd be so surprised. I say this all the time. My favorite quote is that you have not met all the people who are going to love you yet. Mm, and honestly,
that's deep.
It's so beautiful. Because when you really think about it, you have not met all the people who are going to love you yet. Do you know what I mean? And you're only going to discover them when you open up. That's
my heart
the only
just
way.
Went like this a little bit.
Honestly, every time I think about it, it just like opens up my heart because I'm like, it's so true. Like you're sitting here now and you're like, you feel like you've met everyone, right? You've got your core group, you've got this, but you haven't. You haven't met all the people who are going to love
That's
you
crazy.
Yet. So just like open up and, you know, take your time with it. Do you know what I mean? And you'd be so surprised. And that's what I've learned for me. And I'm so glad that I did because I feel like before that, I was going through this phase of feeling quite lonely. Do you know what I mean? All of my friends were kind of like doing their thing and I had a really small group. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think one thing you don't anticipate about adulthood is like everyone reaching different places at different times.
Yeah.
So like you've got your friend who was FaceTiming you every single day or calling you every day, but now she's got a man. Yeah. So
she ain't calling you that much anymore.
Her Sundays are now filled with going for a Sunday roast with him or whatever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You don't really anticipate that. So I remember like going through that transition of like, oh, I don't really have anyone else. Like, what do I do? I'm going to all these events by myself because my friends don't want to come because they're not into this space. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Course,
and I get
course.
It. I respect it, you know? But it was really tough. But I would say in the last 3 years, I've just opened up.
I think I'll do that. Like I said, I'm not against no new friends. I definitely have new friends. But I think I definitely need to open myself up to more people.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not self-rejecting.
Not self-rejecting.
All right, Councillor Rita. Sorry. Got me thinking deep thoughts and stuff. Oh my gosh, I did not expect this. What? Faking adulthood? No, babe, you're an adult. You are an adult, all right? No, this is good. Self-rejection, you know. I'm here for it. No, I love it. This is deep. When I get back in the car, I'm going to drive home like this.
Oh, wow. What a deep conversation.
When I go to the next event, I'm going to smile more.
Yeah.
Now you're going to see me go to events like this. Hi. Hi, you okay?
When I see you, I'm just going to be like, Tara, come over here.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll be like, Tara, come over
here. Yeah, do it.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's just like, obviously, you've got your hubby with you, so it's very easy
to just
do what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's why, because like, I was going to places by myself, I had no choice but to talk to other people.
Fine.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had to, otherwise I'll just be by myself in the corner.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
you.
Now that I know, when I see you, I'm going to be like, it's okay.
You're going to call me out.
Come on,
come on, babes.
Come on, it's okay.
Fine.
It's okay.
I got you.
Let's have a little walkabout.
Let's do that.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm here for it.
And then that, you know?
Yeah.
That will get you going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Here for it.
I do need to be going out more though. I haven't really been as active.
Fine.
As before, but I guess it's summer now.
Yeah. There's going to be more things to do.
More things to do. I just want to make money. I'm just like.
I am just, listen.
Let's get to work. Do you know what I mean?
The
I love
money.
The event, but I need to make money.
I need the money. I love networking.
Saying? Yeah.
But run me a check.
Run me a check.
I need
immediately.
A check. I need to pay my bills. Okay? This free goodie bag is not paying my rent. Okay? As much as I love the event.
I love it so
it's
much.
It's not paying the rent.
But I need to pay my rent.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like trying to move out. I'm trying to do all these things.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to like stack up.
Yeah.
And get focused.
100%.
And do what I need to do.
Yeah.
It's just very difficult.
It is.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult. I just didn't even think. I thought like by now it would have been wrapped up. Not wrapped up as in But do you know what I mean? I just feel like
you would have had some things patterned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same.
But
same.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just hasn't. Yeah, it's not there.
It's not happened yet.
It's not happened yet.
Yeah, because it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen, but it hasn't happened yet. How did you imagine your life versus what your life is now?
So when I was basic, sounds mad. I was groomed by my mother, to be in some sort of singing, dancing capacity. And I won't say groomed, actually, because this is something that I wanted to do. My mum's sorry. No, she didn't groom me into it. My mum poured all her finances into my dreams.
Wow.
Right? So I went to private school after private school, performing arts school, full-timer. That's what I was doing. So I always knew that I wanted to be a dancer. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was quite chubby, so I never got picked for anything. So I taught myself to sing.
Wow.
So after teaching myself to sing, I started to get booked more. Mm-hmm. So I always knew that I was a creative. Then I got married. Mm-hmm. Bills have to be paid. I'm not living under my mum's roof anymore.
Yeah.
So that was a shock. So I went into just doing your office job, and I hated it. As a creative, being stuck to a desk, 9 to 5, it's the worst feeling ever. It's like taking a fish out of water and putting them in sand and saying, now thrive. Mm. It's not gonna, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I always knew that I wanted to be in something creative. I just never thought that it would be this. Mm. And I think the only reason why it is this is because I guess this is what I'm happy to do right now. Mm. I'm too old to be dancing around. We ain't got the hips no more for that, okay? We've not aging, okay? Mm-hmm. But I always knew that I would do something creative, and thank God I have ended up in that, because I guess when, just before, you know, the pandemic, I didn't think I'd ever have the opportunity again.
Wow.
And the pandemic really changed the course for what I wanted to do. So yeah, always been a creative.
Wow.
Creativity is me. I love it.
Yeah.
I can't see myself doing anything else. The thought of doing anything else, it like terrifies me.
Yeah.
Yeah, creative.
I feel like kind of similar with me as well, actually. Like, I've always done acting, like acting classes. Drama classes from like when I was like 11. My parents just money. Went to New York, studied acting. So it's always kind of been in that realm.
Yeah.
So it's cool that I get to do, obviously, like what I do now. But I guess I need to find a way to kind of marry it all together, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I just don't know how yet.
I think you will find it as you continue to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you know what's going to be crazy? When you do it, you'll be the first to do it.
Can you just merge it together? 100%. Do you know what I mean? Wow, I didn't know that you were a dancer. That's really cool. Was it like all types of dancing?
Everything. I'd done point work. I was doing, which is ballet, tap dancing. I'd done everything.
Wow.
Absolutely everything until uni.
Wow.
And when I got to uni, I said, nope. I'm going to decide that I'm going to study sociology.
Yeah.
And I'm going to study politics because I want to be like a normal person.
Wow.
Then
you were like, no, I hate this.
I hate this.
The
first term of uni, I was like, politics. Why did I choose politics? This makes no sense.
Yeah.
So, very much a creative. I love creativity. Yeah, man.
Wow.
I love it. I love it so much.
I love that. And I just love that you still get to do it. And I've heard you sing a few times. You got vocals, like real vocals.
Girl, I'm trying.
And you sing in church as well, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I used to be in a choir.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Do you sing?
I mean, I don't really sing now.
Okay.
But when I was younger,
yeah,
even up until like, I guess like 2019, I was very much still in a choir.
Wow.
Like in a choir, leading praise and worship, like all of that stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then I guess from like, when the pandemic happened, like moved house, moved church, like all of that stuff. So I kind of like, just not singing as much.
Would you ever go back to it?
I don't think I could be in a choir again, you know?
Really?
It's just too intense.
Fine.
It's and I was in a choir like all my life. So from around 11, I was in the choir. So imagine like, you know what a choir is like.
Yeah, of course.
It's so intense. Commitment. You always have to be in church earlier than everyone else. It was just too much, I guess, for me. So I don't think I'd ever be in a choir again.
But would you do singing?
I don't know.
Because you have your own platform to do that.
I don't think I would, you know.
Would you not?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think I wanted to be a singer first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember watching a documentary. It was a Beyonce one.
Yeah.
And she was like, every time she gets on stage, before she gets on stage, she's super, super nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as she gets on the stage, the nerves just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found for me that wasn't happening. But with acting, it did happen. So acting, I would be shaking, literally can't move my legs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
And then as soon as I get on stage, the nerves just completely go. And the nerves actually like inform the work. So that's when I was like, you know what? I think acting's more for
it's
me.
My back,
But singing, the nerves just wouldn't go. I'll be like, baby, I love you. You are my line. It's just.
But what about like musical theatre?
Maybe one day I will try musical theatre. If I can get my vocals back on. Because right now, the vocals are not even there.
No, it's all right, but it's a muscle.
It's a muscle, yeah. So maybe if I work on it, it can come back.
If he was doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So maybe I'll do a musical. Who knows what the future holds? But maybe that'll be like in my 40s.
Yeah, you know, I mean, do you get what I mean?
A little musical.
We have to look forward to these things.
Do you know what I mean? Like maybe, I wouldn't say no. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, I just feel like anything can happen, but it just feels like such a lifetime ago. I was really a choir girl.
Yeah,
like,
choir babe.
It was intense.
Wow.
But it kept me on track though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like being in a choir is very serious. Mm-hmm. Like, I never would, like, I wouldn't, like, go out the night before.
Yeah, it's not a play thing.
Do you know what I mean? Took it so seriously. Like, if I'm in a choir, I got to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it was like a real, real commitment that I don't know if I have that in me.
Yeah, I hear it. You said, no, I can't commit to that right now.
I just don't think I can do it.
I'm okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Fine, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Girl, we have been gisting about so much. I'm like looking at my questions. I'm like,
I don't know.
I don't think we did.
But
really.
Sometimes this is a good conversation. You know, this is how it goes.
You just have to flow with it.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? And that's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
So I'm actually just going to go into, are you as adult as you think you are?
Okay.
So are you? No. Are you as adult as you think you are?
No.
Not even a little bit?
No. I don't think I'm an adult. I don't. I genuinely said to Adrian the other day, I said, what's crazy is seeing myself in the mirror. Because I'm like, oh, you're not actually 18. You're not 17. Grow up. Like, grow up.
Okay.
You're actually...
So this is adulthood, according to me. Because maybe you're more adult than you think.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to see if, you know, you're as adult. Well, you don't think you are, but let's just see if you're a bit of an adult.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. Do you know where all your socks are?
Yeah. Damn.
Do you like, you put them all together?
They're all in the top drawer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. In their own little divider.
Oh.
Yeah.
Quite good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when it comes to stuff around the house, do you wait for it to be finished? Or as it's about to finish, do you just replace it?
Oh no, I already have, it stopped already. So like bleach, I have about 8 in my cupboard. And then when I see it go down to like 2 or 3, no, it never really goes down to 2 or 3. I'm always buying to make sure that it's, Yeah, no, nothing finishes at home.
Okay, scenario. You go for a food shop, yeah? You know exactly what you're going to make for the week, right? But then you get home, you're a bit tired. Do you one, cook the food, or do you two, just order?
Order. Have to. Because food shopping is an extreme sport. So I have to. Because I've worked really hard to get this food, and I haven't done it in time. So now I have to order. Yeah, absolutely. I'm ordering. No, you want me to cook? After I stood in Sainsbury's for how long? Oh, you must be crazy. Absolutely not. Me and Adrian argue about this all the time.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Because I'm tired now. And now I need a reward.
For the shopping.
For doing adult activities. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have life insurance?
No.
Mm.
I know. Yeah. Need to work on that.
Yeah. Do you have a savings account?
Yeah.
That's good.
Ask me if there's anything in it.
But it's there.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
Intentions.
Intentions there.
Yeah.
So when you do have the capacity, you can slip it in there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's good to have an emergency fund.
100%.
You know, it's very important.
Yeah.
Do you have an air fryer?
Yes, I do. Got it from Costco. 50 quid. Got a meal. It's fantastic. Yeah.
You can't do it without air fryer.
Can't do it.
You go food shopping?
Mm-hmm.
Do you bring your own bags? Or do you have to buy bags every time you go?
No, I buy new bags every single time I go. And do you know what's so crazy? I leave the bags in the car. I leave the bags in the car and I'm like, yeah, when I've taken my shopping out, put it in the car. So when I go shopping, I come back to the car. No, and then I go shopping. I'm like, darn it.
I forgot the bags.
Then I have to buy more bags.
Honestly,
yeah.
You will feel like an elite adult.
Mm-hmm.
The day you take those bags with you, the feeling, they'll be like, do you want a bag? No.
No, I'm good.
I'm good.
Or those people that put their bag in the trolley and they're scanning and they're putting it in the... Yeah.
Elite adulthood.
Soon.
Yeah, okay. I believe in you. I think you can get there.
Thank you.
Okay. I think, what's my final question? I feel like you've answered. You've answered really well, I can't lie.
Okay.
I don't think I have any more for you.
Okay.
You're quite, you know, you're a bit more adult.
Than I think I am.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the key thing you did that's very good?
Yeah.
Not letting the products finish.
Yeah.
That is very adult.
They can't finish.
No, that is very adult. Because you know it's, you know you need it.
Yeah.
And now it's finishing and you have to rush around to go and find it.
I ain't got time for it. No.
It needs to be there in the house.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Do you know when I realised that I actually am more adult than I think I am, when you said, where's your socks?
And you knew immediately where they were.
Top drawer.
A lot of people don't know where they are.
Top drawer.
Yeah.
Second drawer is t-shirts. Third drawer is jeans and dresses. Fourth drawer is pyjamas. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe I am an adult.
You are an adult. And for that reason, I have a gift for you.
For me? Do you know how much I need this?
Tupperware. Mini Tupperware. Because sometimes you don't need the big thing.
You don't.
You just need a small thing for the sauce. It's just a little bit of sauce. You don't need a big thing. Look at this.
We love that.
You only get these in restaurants. But now Tara has some.
I feel...
There you go.
So blessed.
Yeah.
And so grateful.
Yeah.
Because when I'm using my Tupperware at home, and it's a little piece of rice that I'm putting in the big container, and the rice is here.
Do you get
in
it?
The
You're container. Just like... It's just...
And this is cute and pretty.
It's cute and pretty. You can slide it in the fridge. You just put the little things
Thank
in
there.
Thank
you so much for my Tupperware.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it so much.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
See, here at Fake and Adulthood, we give good gifts. You know, you're one of the, you know, the last two guests haven't really liked my gift. So it feels really nice to feel appreciated.
No, I actually... See, I'm into this stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I got it right this time.
So you did get it right. Yeah, what did you do for the last two?
You know.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, I got a screen cleaner for one of them. They said no.
Oh, I would have loved a screen cleaner.
I thought it was a great gift. I tried to give someone batteries. She said she's got a whole cupboard of them already. So a lot of people don't have batteries. You know, you'd be watching TV and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, no batteries.
Then you just pop it out and you do this. And then you put them back in.
How many times are you going to do that?
It's true.
Just replace it.
It's true.
With new batteries.
It's true.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Tara, man. It's been lovely having this chat.
Thank you for having me.
And then people are going to watch this and be like, rah, this was a deep chat.
Yeah.
People are going to be evaluating their life 100%. After this. And I love that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sorry,
every
guys.
Week is different vibes. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, thank you so much for watching another episode of Faking Adulthood. If you're listening, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, guys, come on now. I've been doing this every week. Please share, like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. I don't want to be your secret lover, okay? I don't want to be your secret lover. I want us to be in a public relationship, okay? Okay? So please, tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you're listening, please rate the show, but only if it's 5 stars, okay? Because someone, like I mentioned last week, someone did lower than that and you brought my rating down to 4.9. And let me tell you something, if I find you, I will take you aside to have a chat, because that's not nice. But apart from that, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the comments. If you have a complaint, a thought, don't forget you can email me. Someone emailed me last week and it was so beautiful. It touched my heart. So you can email me. I'm going to put it in the subscription box. So you can email me. Anyways, this is a very long outro. You guys know the vibes, okay? If you did not like my co-host, yeah? If you did not enjoy her being on this show, remember, she ain't going to be here next week. Okay, so don't let that be a reason for you not to come back, okay? We got someone new next week, okay? So don't worry about it. Keep coming back. The vibes are gonna vibe. Thank you so much, guys. Love you. Bye.